And I think now it's time, since we talked about the Huntsville Ham Fest and the Young Ham of the Year Award, I believe it's perhaps time, Bob, that we introduce the fine folks to our winner. Anna, are you with us today?
I am here.
There she is. This is the first time I've ever talked to you. This is exciting for me. Congratulations.
Yeah, this is exciting for me, too. I watch the show occasionally, and it's so fun to see you.
Oh, good. Well, it's fun to be seen. Now, let's run down a little bit of your history. You decided at, what, age 8 that you wanted to go ahead and go for your license, right?
Indeed, I did.
And you tested at Dayton. Boy, no pressure there. And then fourth grade, you decided, you know what, I think it'd be fun to learn Morse code. And while I'm at it, while I'm a fourth grader, let me just go ahead and get my general ticket. And while I'm at it, let me just go ahead and get a vanity call. So you got W0ANT. You started a ham club at your elementary school. You discovered DXing and contesting. Oh, and not just DXing and contesting, but DXing and contesting on CW. You participated in the 2010 Dayton Youth Forum. You were invited to join the TI-5 Youth Adventure Team, and you got to travel to Costa Rica. Wow. The list goes on. You're president of your school radio club. You are the 2011 Rocky Mountain Division Young Ham of the Year. You're the Newsline Young Ham of the Year. And 2 days after that, you were awarded the ARRL Hiram Percy Maxim Award, right?
Yeah, believe me, it was a shock to me.
Now, and here's the coolest thing. You're 14. You will be, your 15th birthday is actually the day before we give you the award on Saturday. So your 15th birthday is coming up the Friday when you're traveling to Huntsville. So I get to give you a nice birthday present, don't I?
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I'm actually traveling. I think my plane leaves around like 10 p.m. and we're getting there around midnight, 1 in the morning. So I'll be there literally on my birthday. It's pretty
wow.
Cool.
This cool. Is so exciting. This is so exciting. Bob, talk to this special young lady.
Well, I have something very special for her.
Oh, oh wow. Wow, wow, wow.
I knew
wow.
We had a picture somewhere.
Yes, that was very special. At Dayton, I think you were maybe, what, 10?
Oh, yeah, definitely somewhere around there. Maybe younger.
What I really hated was that we exchanged caps, and you had a Heil cap on all during that. But what's really incredible about this picture, Don, I don't know if you can read it, but she was 10 years old, and look at that. She had a shirt with the DX logo on it. I mean, most people don't even know what that is. And sure, there she was, YDXA. And I'm going, yeah. And it was wonderful. Paul, her father, brought her around to meet me. And what I really hate is that I took a picture just this past year with her and her dad in Albuquerque. I can't find it. Too many pictures here to run through a while ago. But I got the most important one. And I really want to congratulate you on all of the awards. But what's really wonderful about the ARRL award, there's a scholarship tied to that. Is that not right?
Yes, I believe I get a 1.5K scholarship, which is super cool. I'm thinking about paying back the organization that helped me get some of my school equipment with some of the earnings, and then starting to save up for college as well.
That's wonderful. That's just great. Hey, do you have a college picked out yet?
Yeah, right now I would really like to attend Colorado State University for biomedical engineering.
Biomedical engineering. Don, how can it be that 14 to 15-year-old ladies are smarter than us?
I don't know. I'm still trying to learn how to spell CW.
Yeah.
I'm over in the corner eating crayons at 55 years old. And here's Anna at 14. She's got the whole world ahead of her, and she's just got it all in the palm of her hand. I'm so proud of you. I'd say I've been involved with the Young Ham of the Year Award since I've been involved with Newsline, which is 20 years now. So I've known 20 or 21 of these young hams, and each one is more amazing than the one before.
That's right.
And I say this every year that I've had the privilege and the honor to pass this award on. You know, everybody complains about how all the youth of this world is just useless. It's the world's just going to heck in a hand. Let me tell you something. If the Young Ham of the Year award winners for the last how many years we've been doing it? 30 some odd years. If the state of the world and the state of ham radio is in the hands of these people, we're going to be just fine. Believe me, we are going to be just fine.
Absolutely. And Gordo is still with us, and Gordon can probably give us a little history on this award, because it was all started and dreamed up by our wonderful late friend Bill Pasternak. And Gordo, you might even have helped to let him start that, right?
Yes, Bill Pasternak was so excited that we need to continue to attract more kids into ham radio. And wow, the vision that he had has truly panned out by what we're going to see next week in Huntsville.
Yes, and speaking of that, I can tell you right now that the Young Ham of the Year Award, as we know it, has ceased to exist. And what I'm saying is, it is now the Bill Pasternak WA6ITF Amateur Radio Newsline Young Ham of the Year Award officially.
Wonderful.
So yeah, yes. it will live on in Bill's memory. Bill was this was his baby. This was his passion. And so we couldn't let it slide, and we're trying to continue on. We can't wear his shoes because those shoes are way too big for any of us to wear, but we can certainly try to stand in his final footsteps and continue walking forward and making new footsteps as he did. And one way we're going to do that is to name this award after him. So, Anna, you are the recipient of the first Bill Pasternak WA6ITF Memorial Amateur Radio Newsline Award. And congratulations. We couldn't be happier that you're the winner.
Well, thank you. It feels really good, and it's a huge honor. I'd also just quickly like to thank Brian, N5, ZGT, Dwayne, Whiskey Yankee 7, Fox Delta, and Jack Whiskey Mike Zero Golf for all the help and support that they've given me throughout the years, especially Jack. Dwayne and Brian have always been great friends of mine, but Jack has really been there for me, and I just appreciate everyone who's helped me get here.
Yeah, Brian, former Young Ham of the Year winner as well. So, yeah, you're in good company. You're in good company.
Brian's a good guy.
Yes, he is.
Well, we will look forward to seeing you in Huntsville. And we also want to thank your father and your mother, because I know they had a lot to do in guiding you through all of this. And Paul has been really proud of you, I know, from speaking with him on several occasions. And all of us here at Ham Nation congratulate you, Anna, and we'll wave the flag for Bill Pasternak next week in Huntsville. And travel safe, work a lot of DX before you get there, and we'll see what happens from there. Anna, thanks a lot for joining us tonight here on Ham Nation.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Okay. Thanks for being part of our family.
Glad to be here.